voices in praise to the Lord. O Lord, I put my trust in you, never be ashamed. The mighty arm has rescued me, and I will praise. Voices in praise to the Lord. Come all, let's gather and worship. Come all, throw open the door. Come all, the song is beginning.
Lift up your voices
in praise to the Lord. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord.
Amen. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin, drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, does humanity stand condemned because of Adam's transgression as well as their own? At 5 o'clock this afternoon, Dr. Dante Rabinas, a missionary to the Amazon River, will be preaching and give his personal report. Tomorrow, October 12th, the ladies' Bible study groups will meet at the home of Elenita Noriel and also here at the church. There are two groups, and that will be at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow evening. The men's Bible study will take place on the following day, Tuesday, October 13th, at the Kazanjian home, and that will be also at 7 p.m. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled for this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 16, The Lord is King. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 389, I Am Resolved. Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 370, Count Your Blessings.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we remember the words of David, who said, "Bless our God, you all, let the sound of his praise be heard." And we are thankful, Father, we are thankful that the sound of the praise of Bethel Baptist Church is heard here in Morin Hill, California, and across America, and across the state via radio, and across the world and the internet. Thank you, Father. We do not apologize for this. We want to praise you, Jehovah, the God of Israel, Jesus, our Redeemer. Father, we pray that the sound of the gospel may reach the hearts of people. We pray that as we open the Word of God and share the words of your book, the Bible, the Holy Spirit may work in the heart of every individual here in the auditorium and there in the extended church family across the internet area and the radio area. We pray, Father, that the people may understand that we are no longer guilty before you because Christ came and paid the price. There is only one thing left. We need to accept that price. We need to believe that we are guilty, but no longer, because Christ died on Calvary cross and his resurrection proved to us that the penalty of sin has been paid. And therefore, there is one more thing left for us: believe. And so, Father, we cannot cause people to believe, but you can. We cannot move people to believe, but the Holy Spirit can. And so, in this church, we use the Word of God, the Bible, because we are taught in the Bible that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And so, we are delighted to share your Word with all the people of the world, and view that one day we're going to shake the hands of many people who said, "Now we believe." Thank you, Father. Lord, from time to time, our family, the church family, gets sick of some problems, and we want to pray today for Henry June's mother, who is going to be scheduled on surgery this coming Thursday, that a successful and mighty hand of a surgeon will discover and take that cancer away so that Henry can be in peace. And Lord, we want to tell Henry that you said in your word, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. And so, Father, we pray that you build up Henry's heart to trust you so that he, in perfect peace, can be a witness there in the hospital of the peace of God in his heart. We thank you, Lord, for the missionaries that you have given us for 27 years. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Costa Rica, Marta Peretti in Argentina, now with 75 people in the Drug Addicts Center, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, and we thank you, Lord, for the 5 weeks that Dr. Dante Rabines spent with us teaching the Spanish class, and for tonight as he preaches to us in English and bring the report of his work in the Amazon River. We pray for him, for his wife, that you cover him with your grace and power so that he may return with a renewed spirit to do the work that you put in his heart to do. For Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, the Sal Valley Pregnancy Care Center, Lord, we want to put a clinic, a medical clinic here in the area, and we pray for the resources and pray for wisdom and how to do it. For the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Daniel finished the year of race in Laguna Seca today, and the banquet is there, and he's called to witness and to pray. And so, Father, we pray for those racers that they may pay attention, not only to the money they make, but pay attention to the God who give life. And for Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Missions. Lord, we pray for us. We come to the church service sometimes with a heavy heart, and we pray that through the songs of praise and through the teaching and learning of your word, we leave the place with the peace of God in our heart. Trusting in what you're going to do with us, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, also for the provision that you gave to our church. Sunday after Sunday for 27 years, you have provided for us to do the ministry, and we are grateful for your people. We have started a new year, and already we have a surplus in our offering in this new year. And Lord, as a pastor, I'm so grateful so that we only have to say, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Nehemiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 577. We will be reading Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, the entire chapter. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been beforetime sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldst send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertained to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers not whither I went, or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures, the historical record through which you have revealed yourself to us and which is indispensable to our learning. We thank you most of all for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, and that seeing him we have seen you. We pray for this country in which you have placed us, that we may turn away from idols and seek your face, and know that we have received no blessing except that which has come from your hand. Lord, we thank you that this is still the day of salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him as he brings the message today from the words of life, so that we may learn more of you and the path to which we follow. Also, bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made us free. In his name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?